From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns concludes his seventh message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, where the Apostle Paul set forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues divide themselves into three groups of three. This week, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the second group, which includes long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. These involve the believer's relationship with others. The focus of the current message is gentleness. As Dr. Cairns has explained, this is equivalent to kindness. Kindness is the opposite of bitterness, a sin which is characteristic of the unsaved, but is often true, sadly, of Christians. Dr. Cairns has been showing how the Holy Spirit gives us liberty from bitterness. One of the ways in which He does this is by leading us to the knowledge of God's kindness to us in Christ. Then the Holy Spirit makes a change within us by giving us a desire to be more Christ-like in our dealings with others. The result is the establishing within believers the law of kindness, wherein Christians treat others as God has treated them. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Hunger Satisfied. The text is Psalm 107, verse 9. For He satisfieth a longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. It is well to have longings, and the more intense they are, the better. The Lord will satisfy soul longings, however great and all-absorbing they may be. Let us greatly long, for God will greatly give. We are never in a right state of mind when we are contented with ourselves and are free from longings. Desires for more grace and groanings which cannot be uttered are growing pains, and we should wish to feel them more and more. Blessed Spirit, make us sigh and cry after better things, and for more of the best things. Hunger is by no means a pleasant sensation. Yet blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Such persons shall not only have their hunger relieved with a little food, but they shall be filled. They shall not be filled with any sort of rough stuff, but their diet shall be worthy of their good Lord, for they shall be filled with goodness by Jehovah Himself. Come, let us not fret because we long and hunger, but let us hear the voice of the psalmist as he also longs and hungers to see God magnified. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men.
Praise the Holy God of love and of His grace.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Do not glory in your sin. Do not make the truth of God into a lie, covering up for your sin. Rather, bring the sin to the book, and before your God, give your attention afresh to your Savior, so that once more the glory of the Savior enters into your soul, and you are becoming changed into His image. So how the Holy Spirit then gives us liberty from the bitterness of the flesh. When He does that, He establishes in us the law of kindness. I think that's one of the most beautiful expressions in Scripture. And it is a scriptural expression, the law of kindness. You'll find it in Proverbs 31, verse 26. And it's a description of the virtuous woman. And among all her many charms, I don't think that there's one greater than this. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Paul is saying that's the fruit of the Spirit. I would to God that this were the testimony not only of every woman here, but of every man here, of every Christian, young and old, that God would say in that person's tongue is the law of kindness. What is the law of kindness? In New Testament terms, I can put it very, very simply. The law of kindness is we treat other people for Christ's sake as God has treated us. The Lord has been kind to us, has He not? Where would we be today if God had not been kind to us? If the Lord had been harsh, austere to us, if the Lord were strict to mark iniquity, where would you be today? Where would I be today? We would all be already lost in the outer darkness of hell. But oh, what kindness the Lord has shown to us. And how did He show that kindness? He dealt with us, and He continues to deal with us with His eye on Christ. Isn't that how the Lord deals with His people? His eye is on Christ. He never forgets that we are in Christ. He never deals with us apart from Christ. And therefore, He gives us a full and a free untrammeled pardon, and admits us into His fellowship, speaking to us words of grace and kindness and encouragement. Now the law of kindness is that we deal with God's people exactly the same way. We're kind. I don't know why it is, you know, but a word like that, to tell Christians be kind, an awful lot of fundamental, Bible-believing, evangelical, Reformed, separate, you name it, whatever way you want to put it, they believe that that sounds a wee bit like liberalism and modernism. Why on earth we should ever have got ourselves to such an ungodly pass, I don't know. That's not liberalism. That wasn't a liberal who wrote this. It was God the Holy Ghost inspiring the Apostle Paul who wrote this. And he says, be kind one to another. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. But what does it mean to be kind? What does it mean? When you're dealing with other Christians, deal with them with your eyes on Christ. Never forget that they are in Christ. Never treat them apart from Christ. That's the law. Oh, if we would get this into our homes. You know, you would destroy 99.999% of all marriage counseling among Christians. I'm really tempted to say 100%, but there'll always be some one thing that I've forgotten about. You get the point I'm making. If God's people could only learn in their home to look at each other in Christ, to deal with each other in Christ, and never deal with their partner apart from Christ. That's kindness. Not only in the home, but in the church. That's kindness. Not only in the church, but in the workplace. What a testimony it is to the ungodly when two Christians are like cats and dogs in the workplace. I think of an employer back in Northern Ireland. And he'd have Christians not only stealing his time, spending half the day arguing and talking about the services or the sermons they'd heard on Sunday. Time and place for everything, and it was not the time for them to stop work for which other people were paying while they talked. But then, on top of all that, they'd be arguing, and the bitterness would get in, and there's the ungodly standing around, and they're battling back and forth. Instead of seeing Christ there, dealing with each other in Christ. And if you're going to deal with a person in Christ, remember, God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. For Christ's sake then, we forgive our brethren. We live in fellowship, and that fellowship is manifested in words of grace. Let me just stop off and say, there's a man in the New Testament every one of us should seek to emulate. That man is Barnabas, the son of consolation, or the son of exhortation. Barnabas had this great characteristic. He could always see the grace of God in other Christians, and he could rejoice in the workings of God in other people. And he rejoiced as much in what God was doing through another man's ministry as he did in his own ministry. And I want to tell you, that's a very rare gift. He was an encourager, a man whose lips were filled with the law of kindness. And of course, not just words, but actions. Actions. John warns us that we're not to love in word only. If you see your brother hungry and you feed him, or you pat him in the back and say, God bless you, hope you get food today, and you go back to a full larder or refrigerator and you let him go hungry, but you wouldn't feed him. You may pat him in the back and say, God bless you, but you haven't shown any kindness. Now, this is the law. It's the law of kindness. This is not the exception. This is the rule. And this is the fruit of the Spirit. I really don't have to prove any of these things this morning. I think I have established them from Scripture, but I don't have to prove any of these things because, you see, the type of thing I've been talking about is self-evidently true to every Christian. And if your conscience is fighting it this morning, it's for one of two reasons. Either you're not a Christian, or, more likely, you've lost out with God and you're trying to justify your own backsliding. This is the law of kindness. This is the law that the Holy Ghost establishes. The fruit of the Spirit. So let us learn this morning. Now let's be very down to earth as we close. if we're sour, the trouble's not in people round about us. The trouble's not in our circumstances. The trouble's right in our heart. If we're sour and bitter, the trouble's inside. That kind of sourness hurts God's people, and it defames the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a proof of the lacking of the joy of salvation and of the defacement of the likeness of Christ in your life. And that sourness can only be dealt with by the Holy Ghost, who can change us. Understand this. Let it sink in. He can change us, even us, into the image of Jesus Christ and make the law of kindness the rule of our lives as we deal with men and women. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. May God produce it plentifully, overwhelmingly, in all our hearts, affecting our homes and affecting our church and all our service. What a difference it would make. May God indeed produce it as an abundant harvest for the work of His Son and His Spirit. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee for Thy loving kindness toward us. O blessed God, how kind are all Thy ways to me. We give Thee thanks today for kind thoughts in the eternal purpose of God. Lord, we believe that divine election is a great kindness. We give Thee thanks, our Father, for the gift of Thine own dear Son. What a kindness Calvary was. We give Thee thanks, our Father, for raising Christ up from the dead to set Him at Thine own right hand in heavenly places, our High Priest and Intercessor. What a kindness that we have at God's right hand a living Savior. We give Thee thanks, O God, for reaching us in the depths of our sin. When we, like that servant, had an insurmountable debt, O God, when we had guilt that was as deep as hell and as wide as east from west, but Thou didst forgive us all and forgive us freely. Father, we bless Thee for the kindness with which Thou hast dealt with us constantly. We thank Thee for placing Thine arms about us. We thank Thee for leading us, guiding us, keeping us, blessing us. Father, we rejoice in all this in Christ. Lord, produce the fruit of likeness to Christ in our lives. O God, we pray that Thou wilt root bitterness out of us. It is a troubling thing. It is a defiling force. O God, root out the pride that is at the root of an unforgiving spirit. And we pray, grant to us a deep likeness to Christ in fulfillment of Thy word, that we become kind one to another, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. Lord, produce this fruit, we pray. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.